sheep on a donkey, marching down a freedom's land.
Hello and welcome to World Music Matters with me, Alison Heard. This week's show could be subtitled Women's Music Matters. Our guest is French jazz singer Sarah Lenka, and she's released her fourth album. It's called Women's Legacy, 16 songs, including four of her own compositions. But the majority were originally sung by African-American women, slave songs, prison songs, songs born of suffering, but which reflect a spirit of resistance and resilience. Sarah Lenka, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Turn your eyes. Turn me around and go and let no chill out. Turn me around, I'm just to keep on walking and keep on talking, marching down a freedom lane. Ain't gonna let racism turn me around, turn me around. Freedom's land.
Sarah Lenka, this song, Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around, it was used during the civil rights movement,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
In the 1950s, 60s.
Yes.
And why did you want to do a cover version of it?
I think I wanted to do a cover of it because somehow it's sum up the whole album. The other songs are from women before, when they didn't have the right to express themselves or to be freely resisting. They're really from maybe 10 or 20 years before. Some were recorded when they were in jail. And this song came later. It kind of shows this fight that started before.
Keep on walking, Lord. Keep on talking, marching down to freedom's lane. Marching down to freedom's lane.
So tell us a bit more about these songs, because they weren't songs, were they, to be sung to the public? They weren't by sort of famous singers who were out there giving concerts.
I like those songs and they touch me because for me it's how women deal with how they are mistreated in a way and how they're abused, and they're just singing in a very intimate way. And there are some songs that talks about completely different subject, like one is a children's song, the other one is about a love song, and it's a very old ballad from Scotland.
So that's the story of Barbara Allen.
Yeah, and I like the way that they sang about their conditions, just what comes through their bodies somehow. Just it's a way to release something.
Yes, I'm sick, I'm very sick, and this is all my dwelling. I never shall see my time again. If I don't get Bobby Allen, she wheeled around and went back home. Along as she was journeying, she looked to the east and looked to the west. She saw the cops coming. Oh, mother, mother, fix my bed. Make it long and narrow. I never shall see my time again if I don't get Bobby Allen.
So the story of Barbara Allen was sung in prison?
Yeah, it's Alan Lomax. He was an ethnologue, you say that?
Yeah, an ethnomusicologist from America. And
yeah.
That was sort of during, the 1930s?
And he did a journey in the South, and he went to record all those people who were working in a prison farm. And this woman,
Queen Hines,
she was recorded in her prison farm, and she was just singing this, just saying what you live through. That really touched me a lot.
Little Wheelie died on Saturday night. She were buried on Easter Monday. Oh, mother, mother, fix my bed and make it long and narrow. A young man died for me today, and I must die for him tomorrow. And from her grave they sprung a rose, and from his grave a barrel. They're wrapped and tied in lover's
think from the beginning of my career, I really was touched by women who sang how they've been abused in general. And it started with Billie Holiday. And then later on came Bessie Smith. And I really like the way she sang her story, whether it was horrible or beautiful, or she really opened her mouth and she, you know, she assumed what she was. And through her songs, I discovered songs of women before her, and I was really thrown away by the fact that it was not songs, but just a chant, like yeah. It's just words with a melody and completely, it's always the same what they sang, that there were no musicians, and it was through this another message.
That's yeah. what lit the spark. So these weren't performance songs,
no.
just the expression of raw feeling in
yeah.
a way.
Yeah, for me, Bessie Smith, she was doing that, but she had all those musicians and it was
more orchestrated.
It definitely is. But what I liked in her was the message. So with those women before, I think it was even more obvious.
Oh, Lord,
Trouble So Hard.
Oh, yeah.
People will know this song because it was famously recorded by Moby in 1999,
yeah.
but actually it goes right back.
This woman, Vera Hall, I think she was one of the most famous ones because she lived long enough to have been recorded later on in New York. And she was kind of famous for her voice and... they said she had the most soft voice they ever heard and strong at the same time, and she really worked for women. So I think she's the most famous one in all those ones.
Vera Hall, I think, yeah, recorded Trouble So Hard in 1937.
Yeah.
So again, at a time when it was particularly tough for
African
American women mm-hmm. in the United States.
Looked on the bed and my brother was dead.
So you've composed four of your own songs
yeah.
On this album. One of them is called I Fight Every Day.
I fight every day to wake up with a smile. Every day I wake up wondering if my prayer has been heard, and I wish it happened today.
When you say, I fight every day, what are you fighting against?
Well, the end of the sentence is to wake up with a smile. So I think it's a way to stand up and continue, to find a way to smile, whatever happens to you.
What is your own personal connection with these songs? Do you feel connected in a particular way to these women's suffering?
I think I wouldn't allow myself to say I connect with their suffering, because I think there's no way I can start to understand. But I think what women can relate to each other is the way you need to express whatever abuse you're feeling. And I think it's this moment where you have no other way to express whatever happens to you. And at one point, it's just body-wise. You have one word with one note that's coming, and it's somehow put a space to breathe. And that's how I could relate it.
Hey, what is this I see? Old icy hands all over me. He says, I am dash, no one can excel. I open the door out, doesn't have the cried Lord.
There's another song called Oh Death, which was sung by Bessie Jones and Vera Hall.
Yeah.
And actually, it's quite humorous, isn't it?
Yeah, I love the lyrics, actually. And that's what I like in most of those songs sometimes, is the humor they had in it, whatever they're talking about. And in this case, it's just as if death would be talking and imitating how the human who are going to die or begging her not to, and she's describing them in lots of images. Yeah, it's funny.
No, you heard God's people sing and pray. You would not hear, you just walked away. You would not even bend your knee. Now you got to come and go with me. They cried, Lord, they cried, Lord.
As a young female jazz singer, what are the challenges here in France?
For me, you have two sides. One who is very open and everything's possible and I found it great. And you have another side where it's a bit like a dinosaur spirit, you know, where when you start to be a bit different or to change stuff, then, you know, suddenly you're not in jazz anymore. You're not like a real jazz woman or you're whatever. And somehow I want to say, I don't care, you know, you're just singing. I hope that it will be more open to women, definitely, whether it's singing or mostly instrumentalist, because it's still very manly.
Very but there are great guys, male-dominated.
Though. Yeah.
But there are great guys, of course, yeah. There are. Sarah, what does singing bring you?
Many things. I think it brings me a way to express myself, be myself, and yeah, brings me, let's say, freedom.
The singing liberates you?
In a way, because I think when you sing, you don't have to explain. You just have to feel and find your own way, but it's not intellectual. You don't have to describe every word. There's no explanation. It just goes out. Or in, I don't know.
As Billie Holiday said, didn't she? Don't explain.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah Lenka, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. Thank you very much.